Well, is it the chance to give the gift of life or a cross-border abuse of human rights? An international conference on surrogacy begins in Melbourne today with speakers from Australia, the US and India. They say surrogacy allows the IVF industry to make big profits while exacting a huge toll on women's bodies and exploiting their goodwill. The president of the US Centre for Bioethics and Culture, Jennifer Lal, is in the country to address the conference, and I spoke to her a short time ago.
Most people think that surrogacy as a matter of pregnancy is just similar to a natural pregnancy. And in fact, what we're seeing in the medical literature is that a surrogate pregnancy has much more higher risks, risks of maternal hypertension, preeclampsia, maternal gestational diabetes. Overwhelmingly, surrogates deliver by C-section. There's a lot in the medical literature that the children are born preterm. So all these are, you know, put these women into a higher risk category of pregnancy.
What's regulation of surrogacy like? You're from the US. What safeguards are there? And are women aware of these elevated risks?
I'm from California, which is the most surrogate-friendly state in the United States. And the regulation overwhelmingly protects the buyers. It protects the industry. It does not protect the surrogate mother or the children that she's carrying. So I've read numerous surrogate contracts that California surrogate sign or other surrogates in the United States. So it's a myth that you can regulate away these harms. You can't regulate the medical risks away that I just listed off. You can't regulate away that the surrogate mother might connect or bond with the child that she's carrying or the children she's carrying. So in fact, the only policies that really will protect women and children is, you know, to abolish it, which is why I'm here in Australia, you know, to help launch the Abolish Surrogacy Australia project, which will work in concert in the network, the international network of Stop Surrogacy Now, the movement I'm involved with.
But are you saying there's no situation at all in which a woman can safely and happily gestate another woman's child? If she's informed of the risks, isn't that her choice?
No, I mean, we've had a surrogate mother in the United States die. The twins that she was caring for, a Spanish couple, died. She was days away from a full-term pregnancy. What kind of protections could you write into a law, or what kind of regulations could you put forward that would prevent that? This is a mother who had three small children of her own, and she's no longer here, nor are the children that she carried. I meet with surrogates regularly who suffer long-term psychological harm, PTSD, depression. Every year rolls around, and the birth date of those children that she carried is a real sad day for her. It's grieving a loss. So I just think it's a myth for us to think that we can imagine these scenarios where everything goes well.
In Australia, commercial surrogacy is banned, but we do have altruistic surrogacy, which means the surrogate cannot be paid. Does that ensure that surrogacy is done for the right reasons in a better environment?
No, absolutely not. Again, you know, Brooke Brown would have still died, and the baby she was carrying who died would have still died if she wasn't being paid. You know, the money doesn't confer the risk to the health of the women and the children that she's carrying. And why is Australia always having an argument and a debate in their government about legalizing commercial surrogacy? Is we know that there's not enough women to meet the demand. Most women are not willing to be pregnant for 9 months and assume all the burdens of a pregnancy in exchange for nothing other than the kindness of doing a good deed for somebody. It's, you know, similar to organ donation. You know, we don't have enough people willing to donate organs, which is why people die every day waiting for a transplant. But on the other hand, we don't say, let's start buying and selling organs, because we know the problems when we let, you know, money kind of coerce and cloud the decision making. It's always going to be the low income people who need the money who are going to be the sellers, and it'll be the people with means that are going to be the buyers.
The president of the US Centre for Bioethics and Culture, Jennifer Lal. She's in Melbourne attending an international conference on surrogacy, which begins today.